Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the executive order that was signed by President Trump yesterday reclassifying marijuana at a federal level from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations has released a statement in response to the change, saying that the rescheduling of marijuana is not the same as legalization and that cultivating, distributing, and possessing marijuana is still illegal in the state of Kansas through federal law. In the statement from the KBI, they say, quote, the marijuana products sold today are highly potent and pose a dangerous threat to public health. Rescheduling will allow qualified scientists to conduct reliable research on the long-term impact of the human brain and the use of high-concentrated THC products. We believe this will conclusively prove the connection between marijuana use and mental health disorders, especially in children and teenagers. Marijuana products remain just as illegal today as they were yesterday. The KBI will continue our efforts to protect Kansans, especially Kansas children, from those who sell those illegal and dangerous products.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months, plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas continue to work in Washington, D.C. on trying to make transportation safer, especially after the accident with the Wichita airplane in Washington, D.C. As according to U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, chair of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Aviation, Space, and Innovation, he spoke on the Senate floor earlier this week, what he said, issuing a warning about the current draft of the National Defense Bill for 2026, saying that it, quote, fails to implement the minimal standards necessary for military helicopters operating in mixed airspace. At the same time, Senator Roger Marshall made a statement on social media describing the NDAA provision, quote, incredibly problematic, saying, quote, we cannot maintain a status quo that puts travelers and our service members at risk. Replacing it with the Rotor Act is the only responsible path forward. We owe it to 67 lives lost in the DCA crash to ensure it never happens again. The bill is part of the appropriations process that must be passed by the end of January to prevent another government shutdown. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get ready for midterm elections of 2026, Democrats nationwide say they are focusing some attention and sinking some resources and money into races in the state of Nebraska. As according to the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, they have announced their party's national arm that targets legislative races, saying that one of their focuses will be Nebraska's legislature as part of their efforts to expand their map. The group's increased efforts in Nebraska will include near $50 million in political investments across 27 states total, with the announcement after Democrats outperformed this year's elections across the country, including a gubernatorial race in New Jersey and Virginia. According to the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, they say they want to help Nebraska Democrats break the 33-vote Republican supermajority and their 49-member one-house legislature, along with helping out with congressional seats in the state. Filing deadlines for candidates start January 5th of 2026. Mid-America Network News.
Have you heard about the guaranteed 50% return on investment opportunity? All you have to do is transfer your funds through a cryptocurrency ATM now.
Stop right there. Do you know that no one can guarantee returns on an investment? That is the first sign of a scam. Don't wait until it's too late to verify that this is a legitimate investment opportunity before agreeing to transfer any funds. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov, an investor empowerment initiative brought to you by the Kansas Department of Insurance. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. First half personal property taxes are due Monday, December 22nd, and may be paid at local banks, by mail, through the courthouse drop box, or in person at county clerk's offices. Please include remittance slips, no cash please, by mail or the drop box. Credit card options are available with a processing fee. For additional information, contact your county clerk's office. Again, personal property taxes due December 22nd. A machine shed fire at a farmstead near Liberty was reported in Gage County Monday. Barnston, Wymore, Odell, and Blue Springs fire departments responded shortly before noon, and the outbuilding was fully engulfed. A man reported inside had escaped safely, and combustible contents in the building, as well as an adjacent home and another storage building on the property, were threatened, but suffered limited damage as firemen remained on the scene for some 5 hours. SATA will visit Greenleaf Saturday. SATA Breakfast of a Legion with a free will donation. SATA arrives by fire truck at 10 a.m. Kids will decorate ornaments and cookies. After SATA's visit, a group of volunteers will deliver gift bags of blankets, mittens, and treats to veterans and other seniors in Greenleaf and Marnes. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce annual Christmas lighting contest will be judged Saturday evening. Residents should have lights on by 6 p.m. with Chamber Bucks prizes awarded. Christmas Wonderland in downtown Marysville Sunday will include a sing-along festival from 2 until 5, plus a come-and-go afternoon with Christmas activities on the Kester Block Park. Guests encouraged to wear ugly sweaters and take part in a candy cane hunt. They'll have a petting zoo, fire pits, and a benefit chili feed with free will donation for the fire department. Games featured on Elm Street Sunday afternoon. That will be closed to traffic between 9th and 10th Street. SATA will be in its house from noon until 2. For more information, visit the One Marysville website. Trinity Lutheran Church Rural Hanover will host a live nativity and Christmas celebration Sunday beginning at 5 with a soup supper in the school basement 5 until 7:30 p.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church Rural Hanover. Marysville High School plans a reunion of the 2021 Girls State Championship basketball team Friday evening. Team members will be recognized during intermission in the Marysville High basketball games, and a reception will follow. The team was the only Marysville girls team to finish undefeated, winning the 4A state title. Coach was Mary Kessinger-Wassum.
I would say that we just really just focused on our personal goals as a team. We knew that like one game that we had won by 50 points during that season, but we couldn't think that that was outstanding. We couldn't think that that was what all, you know what I mean, that that was going to lead to our championship. It was that we had to get better every day, you know, and just keep that focus on just our team goals, our individual goals, our offensive, defensive goals. That was so important just to keep our focus there because we knew that we had to accomplish those every game to get, you know, what we needed, what we wanted, you know, in the final game. And everything, you know, that's what happened. Everything, it was magical.
Additional comments from Coach K during our live broadcast of tonight's games. We'll air that between the girls and boys matchups on KNDY. Marysville High and Kansas State University standout Kendra Wecker was a senior on that state championship team.
But I think that with an amazing player, Kendra Wecker, leading the team in her effort, her actions, everything, you know, just raised, allowed everyone to believe that they could play better than they'd ever played before and to rise to her level. That was amazing. That was really special to see that because that group, you know, she was, as a senior, leading that, you know, but As a freshman, she was at the state tournament, earning the runner-up that year. Sophomore year, injury at sub-state for her, and so we lost in the sub-state semifinals. But then, you know, to turn around the junior year there, and then senior year, it's like we knew we had to have that championship. Like I said, that strong bond of I'm just so proud of her for everything that she's accomplished. You know, I didn't try to do something she was such a phenomenal everything that, you know what I mean? Like you just got to stay on the rails to make her better and to give her that. You know, she never was disrespectful ever. She never once questioned anything as a coach. She was just there, whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever we were saying, that's what she was going to do. Just that support made everything run.
Mary M. Holly, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Holly. Michael K. Mike Kramer, age 66, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned January 3rd at noon at the Greenleaf American Legion, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mike Kramer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, Baby Baker's vegetable blend, and peaches. Monday's menu is ham with cornbread, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and red hot fluff. E&D News Time, 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with the lows in the lower to mid 30s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and staying mostly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying mostly sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And more sunshine still throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 41, record high on this date 64. The average low 19 and the record low minus 18. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:05. Downright chilly again, 16 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 19th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
Jim Bass will get it started with kickoff of week 16. A terrific finish for the Rams and Seahawks.
Sam empties the backfield. Now he brings Charbonnet back inside. Three receivers to the right. Motion back inside is Barner. Darnold has time. Looks inside. It's caught! cut down, make an extra point, make a conversion. I don't care what it is. The Seahawks win the game again on the last play of the game. The Seahawks win 38-37. It's Sauber with a two-point conversion catch. Holy cow.
As Seattle Sports 710 AM, they rally past the Rams 38-37 in OT. Eric Sauber catching the game-winning two-point conversion. Seattle rally from 16 down in the fourth quarter, went 3-for-3 on two-point conversions, take a one-game lead in the NFC West, and lead the conference, clinching a playoff spot in the process. Matthew Stafford threw for 457, three touchdowns for the Rams. Puka Nacua, 225 receiving yards and two scores in defeat. Alabama, Oklahoma, it's on ESPN Radio. First college football playoff game comes your way with our coverage tonight at 7:30 Eastern. NBA fresh off an NBA Cup win. Jalen Brunson, the go-ahead three with 4.4 on the clock, scored 25. Knicks rally past the Pacers, 114-113. Wemby, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks in just 17 minutes. Spurs best the Wizards, 119-94. Sadiq Bey, 29-21 in the second half. Pelicans overcame a 25-point second half deficit to beat the Rockets in overtime, 133-128. How about this triple-double for Luka Doncic? 45 points, 14 assists, 11 rebounds. Lakers top the Jazz, 143-135. SGA, 32. OKC besting the Clippers, 122-101. And Devin Booker at 25. Suns pass the Warriors, 99-98.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends, near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs, with timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind, knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Axtell entertains Lynn live on Key and EY FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Centralia. Hanover is host to Washington County. Diller Odell boys tip off at Lewiston, and Southern entertains HTRS. Marysville wrestlers at Abilene, girls on Friday, boys action Saturday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The S&P 500 broke a four-day losing streak Thursday, picking up just over 0.5% on the day. The NASDAQ composite surged nearly 1.4%, while the Dow Jones gained 66 points but still closed below 48,000. The House early next year may take up legislation to ban members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks. Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise won't say whether the measure would apply to President Trump. The price of just about everything is still heading up, but not quite as fast as before. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index had inflation running at 2.7% last month. That's down from September's 3% rate. TikTok finally has a plan to keep operating in the United States. Under a law passed during the Biden administration, TikTok's Chinese owner had to sell or face a U.S. ban. The new deal includes Oracle, which will store the data of users in the U.S. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Cash cattle country is facing a standoff this week as we head into the holidays. Packers are sitting on ample inventories following massive trade volumes last week, while sellers are holding out for steady prices. All eyes are now on tomorrow's USDA cattle on-feed report to see if tight supplies will spark a late-year rally or if the market will stay stagnant until 2026. K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonsor tells us what he's been seeing in the cash cattle markets.
Yeah, this past week continued some of the recent tone. I'd say lower volume, but pretty positive price tone. And lower volume is driven by headcount in the system at this point. AMS called the Fed cattle market at 226. I want to interject here as the year's wrapping up, kind of where we're at with weights. So it's quite important to appreciate we have historically high. I mean, they're lower than they were back in the high a couple months ago, but nonetheless, high fed cattle prices at higher slaughter weights. The industry is trying quite hard to get as much beef as they reasonably can on each animal, given the reduced animals. And we're currently slaughtering animals that give us about 55 pounds dressed more than in 2023. So there's a strong effort there that gives us more trimmings. It feeds into the import story. I mean, we could talk about that all day, but when we talk fed cattle prices, I think it's really important to appreciate. When you look over to feeder cattle, the Dodge City market, again, was called higher tone, 10 to 20 bucks, 100 weight higher, depending on what weight class. Two lots I noted here is 103 head weighing 520, sold for 463 last week. And then a lot of 162 head weighing 672, sold for 375. When we look over to the board, so CME was up, you know, marginally, not $2. February live cattle closed at 229 on Friday, up about 2.5. We're now at roughly where we were early August, have kind of regained about half of what was lost in the market since the middle of October. And similarly for January feeder cattle, we closed Friday at 339, up about $2. And again, I would say we've regained about half of where we were back in the middle of October, now more like mid-September levels for the feeder cattle complex.
An analysis of data shows that Kansas 4-H is attracting more youth participants. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas 4-H Enrollment Data and Evaluation Administrator Mackenzie Zimmerman says the data analysis from 2015 to 2025 shows Kansas 4-H experienced growth by expanding its programming and special events.
Overall, you know, our youth engagement increased 21%, going from roughly around 88,000 youth to more than 106,000 youth. Our non-traditional programming grew 34%, especially around the areas like school enrichment and camp-based programs. Traditional community club enrollment stayed stable throughout the decade, around 17,000 youth each year. And then our volunteer numbers, which dropped during the pandemic, fully rebounded and now exceeded pre-pandemic levels. And that's something that we are very, very proud of. So this shows us that, you know, Kansas 4-H is steadily growing, reaching new audiences, while maintaining, you know, this strong community-based programming. So it's just really cool to see how we've grown over the years, even with some hiccups.
Zimmerman says the Kansas 4-H Livestock Sweepstakes, housed in K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, is one of their big events.
This event brings together livestock judging, meat judging, livestock skeleton, and a quiz bowl. And it's one of the most comprehensive educational livestock contests in the region. We have more than like 3,000 youth from across the state participate annually. So what makes this program exceptional is the way that it blends this hands-on learning with real-world skill development. So youth strengthen their critical thinking with decision-making, communication, and teamwork as they evaluate their classes. They defend oral reasons and they work within their teams during this event. And so beyond their contest scores, these experiences help our young people build confidence, gain exposure to careers in ag, animal science, and then veterinary medicine.
She says that Citizenship in Action, sponsored by the Kansas 4-H Youth Leadership Council, attracts more than 200 participants for the two-day civic engagement experience held every January in Topeka.
And the participants are walked through the entire process, how a bill becomes a law in Kansas. They work in groups representing different viewpoints. They create arguments and they debate legislation on the actual floors of the Kansas House and in the Senate chambers. For many of these young people, this is their first time inside the Capitol. They're having the chance to deliberate on the chamber floors, and it's an opportunity most organizations don't receive. And so 61% of the participants this past year said that this was the most meaningful experience, getting to actually be on that floor. This program consistently sees high return rates, with about 87% of our youth stating they want to attend again.
That was Kansas 4-H Enrollment Data and Evaluation Administrator Mackenzie Zimmerman. For more information, visit kansas4h.org. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company with some special consignments for our sale this Friday, December the 19th. Red heifer consignments include 110 fancy front-end Angus and sim-Angus first-calf heifers. Many are AI bred. The balance will be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There will be 119 choice reputation red Angus and red white face bred heifers. Many are AI bred for February March calving. 40 black Angus and 18 red Angus second calf heifers for February April calves. There'll be bred cows, include 40 big fancy purebred Peeper genetic red Angus cows. They're 6 years to short and solid and bred to Peeper genetic bulls for March and April calves. 52 reputation Hereford cows, 6 years to broken mouth, bred to Van Newkirk bloodline Hereford bulls for March and April calves. 250 black, red, and Charolais cross cows. They're 3 years older. They're bred for March and April calving also. 32, Reputation Black Fall calving cows. They're 3 to 6 years old. They'll have September, October calves by side. For more information on the special cow sale to be held this Friday in conjunction with their regular feeder cattle auction at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
For some of us, the holidays are stressful enough. Adding jet lag on top of it can really dampen the spirit. Some seasonal travel advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal celebrates a birthday, and Benjamin Franklin first advertised the sale of Poor Richard's Almanac on this day 293 years ago. If home for the holidays means traveling across time zones, be sure that jet lag doesn't zap your seasonal spirit. Here are some things you can do now to lessen the irritability that often comes with an out-of-sync body clock. If you'll be traveling east, go to bed earlier several nights before traveling. When heading west, stay up and rise a bit later. Likewise, adjust meal times closer to those of your destination. Get exposure to as much daylight as possible. It has a positive effect on your biological clock. And on your flight, stay hydrated, but avoid caffeine and alcohol. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 16 degrees this hour. Highs around 50 for today. Could be breezy again, not quite as gusty as yesterday. Middle 40s Saturday into Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's the end of the football season for the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons as they ended up falling in the championship game against their rivals with the Iowa Western Rivers, where Hutchinson ended up falling in a 28-10 loss in the championship game held at the Bain Scheifele Buffalo Stadium. It was a great start for Hutchinson going off into the first half in the lead, but the 10 points made in the first half were the only scores that they were able to make in that 28-10 loss, now finishing their record this year in an 11-1 record matching the 2014, 2022, and the 2024 seasons. Last year, they had been ranked number one all season long and won the 2024 national title. Over in the NFL, it is the third to last week of the regular season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road this weekend. They have a Sunday kickoff at noon as they're on the road in Tennessee taking on the Titans. Their last two games of the season include the Broncos next week during Christmas Day, followed by the Raiders on January 4th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Axtell entertains Lynn live on KNDY FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Centralia. Hanover is host to Washington County. Diller Odell boys tip off at Lewiston. And Southern entertains HTRS. Marysville Wrestlers at Abilene. Girls on Friday, boys action Saturday.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service. For
people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown, this week's edition, joined as always with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. High school basketball is in full swing around the Twin Valley Leagues, with a lot of teams starting to make their names in terms of the standings. Quickly looking at the girls' standings, kind of a surprise team out here, but Blue Valley Rams undefeated at 5-0, Valley Heights Mustangs 3-1, Clifton Clyde Eagles 5-1, Donovan West 5-1, and Lynn Girls 4-1. Top of this league looking very good. Of course, it's early on here in this season. You know, when we're looking at these teams, Jeff, when we did our little girls preview, I think we talked about, you know, teams like Lynn, Hanover, Centralia. They all have one loss, but towards the end of this season, you know that they're going to find their mark and get in a rhythm. And I think too, especially the Lynn girls, I know their lone loss is to Little River, but I think they're looking pretty good here early on with a solid stretch of games out there at the Gossel tournament.
And, you know, with Lynn, the thing is, I thought, okay, what way is this going to go for the Lynn Lady Bulldogs after that loss to Little River? Are they going to be down a little bit? And then they end up holding the next team to 9 points. So I think Lynn's still going to be okay with their season. But, yeah, this top of the league is just absolutely incredible on the girls' side. You know, you could say Blue Valley is a surprise, but this is a team that's been boiling since 2, even 3 years ago, a team that has been almost ready to get there. This year, they're finally getting there and doing a great job. I think they're going to be in it for a long time.
As we look at the boys' standing coming into this week's of games, Axtell setting on top at 3-0, Frankfort boys 4-2, Hanover Wildcats 3-0, Clifton Clyde 4-2, Donovan West 4-2. You know, all these teams up at the top are teams that we talked about in the early season, having that ability to make a repeat run like Axtell at a state title. You know, Clifton Clyde Eagles back in a rhythm. Hanover's going to be one of those top teams. I mentioned the Centralia Panthers earlier. They're kind of a surprise 0-3 team, but I know that they're going to get that ship righted again. You know, just a tough schedule here early on. Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and the likes playing those games has an opportunity to, you know, get rocking and rolling from that standpoint. But boys, I think this year, maybe besides two or three teams, probably going to be very wide open in terms of where the middle of the pack sits.
Oh, without a doubt. I think the Clifton Clyde Eagles, they have played some very good games and come up just short. They are hanging right in there with teams. We know that offense can go. We know that they can play end of the court to end of the court. And I really see them maybe not as the top team right now in the league, but they've got to be in that mention between, you know, all of these teams. Clifton Clyde is going to last. And I cannot wait to see more what their middle of the season, end of the season is like. Because I think this is a team that is only getting better, and that's dangerous in this Twin Valley League.
There's going to be a lot of basketball coming up the rest of the season, the Winter Showcase end of the year, TVL tournament throughout the middle of January. As always, Jeff, where can everyone keep track of scores, stats, and updates from the Twin Valley League?
Head on over to TVLSpotlight.com and also TVLSpotlight.blog. I have everything you can ever ask for. Everything that I can put together sometimes.
And like we were talking about a little bit before off air, basketball is one of those seasons that it comes in like a Kansas wind and it just doesn't seem to stop until the end of the season. So be sure and keep your hats on tight and settle in for the ride that is Twin Valley League basketball season. Again, with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this is Max Blasky with KNDY Radio. Be sure and check out me and Jeff's full conversation available at kndyradio.com underneath the podcast tab to listen back anytime you would like. Thank you for tuning in this week and we'll see you next week with another edition of the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Concordia. Axtell entertains Lynn, live on KNDY, on air online, on our free mobile app.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 50. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Sunday, with highs around 47, 56, Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 16.